Depression is a mental disorder which manifests as sustained sadness for more than 2 weeks' time, which is more than the usual sadness that we might experience from day to day. And it also interferes with our functioning in life. That means in doing our job, taking part in school activities, and any household responsibilities that we might have. Depression is incidentally one of the commonest mental disorders, which is present in as many as 5% of general community.
Has WHO got statistics on the number of people who suffer from depression?
Yes, our estimate is that about 350 million people across the world are suffering from depression now or in the past 1 year. The prevalence is as much as 5% of the general community. In some groups, the prevalence is even higher. For example, women experience depression about 50% more often than men. But it's there in all age groups, apart from very early childhood, and in all regions of the world.
Can depression be treated?
Very much so. Depression is one of the most treatable disorders out of the mental disorder group. Depression can be identified by general doctors and nurses and can be treated by simple interventions like medicines, which are available at a very small cost, or psychological interventions, which can be given by less specialized people than psychiatrists and psychologists. So general doctors and nurses can be trained to deliver the treatment that is necessary to cure depression.
What about the issue of social interaction? Can that help people who are depressed?
Yes, of course. Depressed people need treatment, but they also need support. So the family members and friends and colleagues have a responsibility to support the person who's suffering from depression in carrying out as much activities as possible, and also in some way support them to take treatment, because one of the major consequences of depression is the person attempting suicide, which can be of course very harmful. So the family and friends have a responsibility to alert the person who might be suffering from depression that help can be given and everything is not lost. So giving hope and giving support is something that all of us can do.
You did mention that there is a gender dimension to depression. What about in terms of age? Is it a condition that maybe the older people suffer from?
Depression is there almost across the whole age group, but it is more common amongst middle ages and towards the older age groups. However, WHO is becoming very concerned about an increasing incidence of depression amongst young people, amongst adolescents as well as young adults, where the consequences of depression can be much more impactful for their job, for their education, and for their later life.
Is there a reason why young people are getting depression?
We don't fully understand the causes for depression amongst the young people, but perhaps the rapid changes in the socioeconomic environment might definitely be one factor that is responsible for it. In addition, a large number of young people are being exposed to natural disasters, conflicts, and wars, which are definitely factors which increase the incidence of depression amongst all people, also among young people.
Is there a regional dimension to depression, that some regions have higher incidence of depression than others?
Depression is very much a global phenomenon. It's present in all regions, more or less at the same level of incidence. So I would not be able to say that some regions have more depression than others. It is there in all regions.
October 10 is World Day focusing on depression. What is the message that WHO wants to give to the international community about this condition?
10th October is celebrated every year as the World Mental Health Day, and this year's theme is depression. The message from WHO is depression is very common. It can be identified and treated. So let's look at ourselves as well as our friends and families and see if any one of us is suffering from depression, and encourage and support the people to take help, because help can be given, help can be taken, and people can become completely all right.